turkey and stuffing. It's hard to imagine the holidays without lots of both. These culinary companions are classics, and we decided to consult a well-known name in turkey and a woman with a very special pedigree.
Well, as the culinary specialist for Butterball Turkey, I have a degree in home economics, and I also have 19 years of experience working here in the test kitchen.
Located just outside Chicago, the official Butterball Test Kitchen is the place where the art of cooking becomes science.
And this is where we cook turkeys and we taste them to make sure that they're always the way we want them to be. I cook turkeys of all different sizes and I make sure that the times we have on our directions are correct for all of the methods. And then I also develop recipes. Might be a recipe for the turkey, can be a stuffing recipe. Well, here we have a bank of 6 electric ovens. So these are ovens just like what we have at home.
Just like mom has.
That's right.
But my mom doesn't have 6.
I cook 6 turkeys at a time, and if I can do 6, then it's very easy for you to do 1.
6 at one time.
6 at one time.
Right here.
Right here.
But as most of us know, before you cook, you need to make sure the bird has been thawed.
Allow about 1 day for every 4 pounds in the refrigerator. And if you happen to not have enough time, then you can thaw it in cold water.
Does that speed up the time considerably?
Yes, it does. And a lot of times we find just putting it in cold water for several hours and then maybe 2 days in the refrigerator, you use a combination.
What if it's day of and it's frozen solid? Any luck?
Then you just need to start it from frozen. We would recommend using a 325 degree oven and roasting it from frozen. It will take longer, but it does work.
And what the bird cooks in can make a difference.
Well, we need to get a pan. There are many different kinds of pans that one can find in stores. Many people use foil pans, and these are readily available. The bumps in the bottom can serve as a rack, and there's lots of room. But what you need to be careful is use either a double pan together to give you more stability, or put it on a flat rack so that a large turkey in this pan isn't caving in as you're taking it out of the oven. Let me show you what's my favorite kind of pan. This is a shallow, about 2.5 inches deep, mm-hmm. and open roasting pan with a flat rack. Mm-hmm. And the flat rack keeps the back side of the turkey nice and flat.
For even more stability, Shirlene tucks the wings. Then a quick trick to make the turkey come out golden brown.
Just lightly coat the entire turkey with vegetable oil. Or if you, want to save a little bit of time, mm-hmm. and not have a messy brush, ooh. You can even use like a cooking spray. It makes it look very pretty. Then this is when we would put stuffing in. But it's your choice whether you want to put stuffing in or not. The key is make the stuffing just before putting in the turkey and put it in the turkey just before putting it in the oven. Don't do it ahead of time.
Okay.
Today's turkey will stay unstuffed, which means it's time for the last step.
So we want to use a 325 degree oven.
Okay.
That's the best temperature for nice,
and this one's
even,
ready to go,
slow
this
cook.
One?
Yes, it is.
We have our choice of ovens, 1, 2, or 3.
Let's put it behind door 3.
And what's the best approach to stuffing?
Well, for a very basic stuffing, the basis is probably always having sautéed onion and celery. That's a classic. And then you can put in poultry seasoning and some plain breadcrumbs or cornbread, regular stuffing, whatever.
Okay, grab a mitt.
And after several hours of oven time, it's time to check if the turkey's ready. When the temperature inside the turkey has reached 180 degrees, you know it's dinner time.
I like to take the temperature in the thigh. Okay, so here this turkey is 180 degrees in the thigh.
But if this seems like more than you can handle, help is just a phone call away. That's right. Butterball has its own version of 911.
Just call 1-800-BUTTERBALL, and we have a staff of 50 people there who are answering questions.
Since 1981, the Turkey Talk Line has been answering a lot of questions, about 100,000 a year, with 8,000 calls on Thanksgiving alone, all aimed at helping make turkey right time after time.
Oh, this looks so good. I think we did a great job. Well,
see, I told you, I can do 6 turkeys. Everyone should be able to do 1 turkey at a time. It isn't that hard.
You're right. So I think we should dig in.